back to Ping. This is episode 24. And before we start the show, Paul, I think, wanted to thank all of you.
Oh, thank you so much, all of you, for coming out this past weekend to see Lisa Landry and me at the Parlor Live. It was a great show.
Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm not bad.
I think he's brilliant.
Not bad at all.
That's awesome. So thank you very much. And
I would like to do one more round of thank you. I don't know if many of you know this, but I consider myself a bit of a loner, maybe like a wolf pack of one. But,
okay.
But a viewer sent something into the show, and I want to thank him for it. So it's.
Are you taking off your clothes?
I'm taking off my clothes.
All right,
and it's like my wolf pack of one has become a wolf pack of four. Look at this. So
let's
start the show. Big shout out to Adam Depew for that. So thanks a lot.
Thank you. Okay, Paul, it is no secret out there that the Winners Mobile team is making a big push to sort of have a comeback. You know, this year we've got a lot of great stuff coming out. And people are saying, but how can you compete with the iPhone? And we've even talked about all the applications that are available on iPhones. Well, there's a really interesting case study by not a Microsoftie. I think it was an ex-Microsoftie.
I'm not sure who did it. It's posted on MSDN.
Yeah.
So it could be either like an MVP or some specialist in this area.
Microsoft fanboy, perhaps, who actually found a way to port one particular iPhone app to Windows Mobile devices.
Yep. Yeah, the app was called Amplitude, and it's actually a pretty advanced app. There's all sorts of like transparency and alpha blending and really advanced sound things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like a very simple like Hello World app that can be easily ported over. It's like it actually takes like in-depth.
Now, was this the application that we were talking about last week where you could hold up your phone and it would give you a decibel reading of sound meter?
That's what this sounds like.
Okay.
But this, I think that was actually a different app that the guy used in my session.
So the exciting thing about the story is that now this hopefully will spark other people to, you know, create ways to port iPhone apps over to Windows mobile devices.
This essentially paves the way to give people a nice...
paving new ground.
To give them a nice framework to go from an iPhone app to a Windows mobile app, and with the mobile marketplace coming out sometime this fall,
there's
going to be a ton of potential to add apps to our platform. Like, we still have many millions of devices out there.
Yeah, I have one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
I have one too.
Okay, I thought you were going to say you did it.
No, I still have.
Well,
one.
Good for you. So this is exciting. And do you think that this will, in at least a little bit, you know, level the playing field here where we can compete?
Yeah, this is one of the things that we definitely need to make the Windows Mobile platform a long-term competitor to the iPhone platform.
Exactly. And it's all about third-party developers.
It is. And this would be an amazing opportunity for any of you developers out there that want to be first under the Windows Mobile platform. Just look at either apps that you've created for other platforms and make them for Windows Mobile, or just look at the top 20 apps in the different categories in the iTunes store and say, hey, can I make something like this? Maybe I'll start making it now.
Or, Paul, instead of being a little copycat, you could say, hey, what is my phone lacking? What are iPhones lacking? What new application do I want to create? And then develop that.
Sure, you can do that too.
Gotta be original.
Yeah. Next.
You're disrobing, you're poking me, you're a new man this week.
I'm poking her because...
I love when I get poked.
Yeah.
I think that's the champagne talking.
Facebook is the fourth largest site. That's the big news of the week.
This is huge news.
Huge. Fourth largest site. It's been around for like 5 years.
Yeah.
And already has hundreds of millions of unique users per month.
And the three above them, Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft, but those are all compilations of multiple sites. It's Google Sites, Microsoft Sites, Yahoo Sites, Facebook! The one site, fourth largest. This is a phenomenon.
Yeah, it's amazing, especially since people actually associate their identity with Facebook. So there are like a quarter of a billion registered users that use like their real identity. Now, there are probably another 50 to 100 million or so users that visit the site that aren't registered, like if they look at somebody's pictures or whatnot. But
that would make it a maybe third largest.
No, they have a long ways to go. They have another few hundred million before they overtake third
place. But still,
place.
I mean, this is huge. This is way bigger than MySpace, and MySpace was large back in the day, which of course came after Friendster and all this stuff. But like now, maybe, Paul, you see the importance and the relevance of social networking.
I've always seen it. I always enjoyed it.
How often do you tweet, Paul? Or next year when we do this episode, do you now have to say, oh, I was wrong, Laura?
Yeah, why would I have to tweet when I can just update my Facebook status?
Well, you can have your Twitter update your Facebook. So you start with the tweet, and then goes to Facebook. I mean, you got to put the cart before the horse.
Right. No, I'll prefer that my horse pulls my Facebook cart.
Either way.
I will be tweet-free for a while.
I suggest, also, you know, Ping has a Facebook page. Are you a member, Paul?
I'm not a fan of Ping.
Well, you all should be fans of Ping, so you should join the Ping Facebook page and become my Facebook friend, because I believe that we're all friends here, Paul.
Okay.
Except
and
we're
you can do this, too.
I could make a really bad poking joke right now.
Yeah. We'll pass on that one. Next.
All right, Paul, one of my favorite magazines is Wired. I'm sure you read it.
Yeah.
Okay, sometimes I feel it. There you go.
And mine's digital-only copy.
Well, that's good. That's good for the environment.
It is.
Safe paper. But they also, they recently did, just last week, a review of the new Zune HD, which is exciting. I know that you're not necessarily a big Zune fan, but you have to recognize it for a really viable MP3 player.
Now, don't get me wrong. I like the Zune software. Yeah. I like the idea of Zune. I just wish it were integrated into a phone. That's the only thing. I've run out of pockets. I can't put anything else in my pants.
Well, maybe one day it will be. But it's actually getting really good reviews from multiple news sources, and they're saying that it's, you know, they're really excited about it. They're not allowed quite yet to show any screenshots.
Yeah, they're allowed to show one screenshot, which is of the HD radio interface.
Yeah.
But they're not allowed to show how it goes from one screen to another. But in the review, they talked about how quickly the thing worked, and the NVIDIA chipset, and all sorts of really good stuff.
Right, and that it would scroll. You could scroll through it super quick, and it didn't sort of, had no lag, or didn't.
And you had the multi-touch interface, and so you can do that.
And it said that it has an OLED screen, which I had to look up.
Yeah?
Because I know what an LED screen was, but I wasn't sure what the O was. Apparently, it's organic.
Oh.
Yeah, which basically means in the dark, it doesn't require a backlight, and it still looks really, you know, sharp, and the blacks are black. And why are you laughing at me?
I'm just proud that you did so much research on this device.
I do my homework, Paul.
You do.
Do you have anything to add?
I think it looks cool, and I'm looking forward to playing with one.
OLED. Did you know about the O?
I didn't. I tried looking it up myself, but I didn't find a quick source for it.
Teach you how to Bing things later. Next.
All right, you said you're going to teach me how to Bing things.
I will. I will teach you many things.
Now, we recently got this article about something called Sky Finder. Have you heard about that?
I have heard about Sky Finder, and I'm excited about it, but why don't you tell me?
Yeah, so Sky Finder is this cool Microsoft research project that actually goes through hundreds of thousands of images of the sky. Mm-hmm. So they picked them out of royalty-free galleries, the web, and Flickr galleries to just get this huge compilation of all these pictures of the sky, the horizon, whether or not the sun was in there, clouds. And we have some artificial intelligence that will go through and actually identify if there's objects in the picture, what color the sky is, if there's a sunset.
So you could search, like, if it has a sun, if it has clouds, day, night, stars.
Exactly.
That's kind of awesome.
It is. It's really cool. It's a small feature in the grand scheme of all the search things that go out.
Right.
But every single one of these that we do will make our search strategy more compelling and allow people out there looking for a specific type of image to find it almost instantaneously.
And like you said, it's still in the research phase. It's not out there yet for the world, but it's you know, an example or a little smidge of things to come. But, you know, Bing actually currently does something similar to this, where if you put in Paul Mestemaker, which I do a lot, you can search different, you know, what size of the photograph you want, just his face, head and shoulders, group shots, things like that.
Now, I don't have quite the internet presence and celebrity that you do. So actually, if you type in Laura Foy, then you can go through and do
all these
things.
Haven't been searching right, because if you put in Paul nude, then you get a lot more.
Yeah, this is going to turn out bad. I just know it is. Terrible.
Skyfinder. All right, Paul, I know last year around this time you were gearing up for PDC.
Right.
The
PDC 2008.
Yeah.
The Windows 7 video.
Big fan of it. And
how many times are we going to play that in this show?
It should be weekly.
Almost. I think we should have a counter every single time that we play it. It should increment something.
Well, the only way to stop us from playing it is for you to create a new one.
Oh.
So So the next thing that you're excited about, we'll go ahead and get your little boy banders together and have a new song. But anyway, the point of the story is registration is now open for this year, PDC 2009. So head on over to the site listed next to us and get in there, because actually there's a lot of stuff announced. A lot of cool people come, even just as, I think of it as more of a networking convention. Besides all the, you know, sessions and, you know, technology on display, it's a good time. So head on over to this site, and register.
Yep. And it's November 16th through 19th in L.A., so you can.
And who doesn't want to go to L.A.?
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hanging out at the Standard, swim in the pool on the roof, have a mojito.
Right. Yeah, that's maybe that kind of breaks the IT budget this time around, but either way, it should be a good time.
Do you remember the dance?
Did I choreograph the dance? Sort of. It's like
so many skills Paul has.
Yeah, I know. The sprinkler.
I can't even do it. Cut.
Yeah.
All right, Paul, we're just about out of time for this week, but before we go, I always have to say something. One, I'd like to thank everyone for writing in, commenting, coming to see Paul's show, of course, sending clothing, which is always fun.
Amazon Wolf shirts, always appreciated.
Which is in reference to something we talked about last week.
Yep.
So if I talked about Gucci or Prada, do you think maybe, I'm just saying. One Microsoft way, that's all I'm saying.
Attention, Laura Foy.
There you go.
Yeah.
And everyone, he's every week at the Parlor Club, so you should go see him.
Parlor Live, all month long, Bellevue, Washington. Just come see me Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Tell him you're there to see Paul, and you'll get some free tickets.
There you go. So with that, let's see if I can hit it this week. One, two.
Boom. Got it.